Beginning on Daf Masechet, this Erev and Daf Chofei, we begin on two lines up from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous Daf and talking about Karfaf regarding an open area. That is, there are two criteria for a Karfaf that makes it usher to carry in that area. A, that it's more than Beis HaSayim, and B, that that area was not Hukaf Ladir, it was not enclosed for residential purposes. And that is, our Daf will be speaking about these two elements. How can you undo one of the two? If you make it less than Beis HaSayim, then you won't have that problem. Even that it's not Hukaf Ladira, you'd still be able to carry in there. Or that it's going to be more than Beis HaSayim, but that you'll undo the fact that it was not Hukaf Ladira, it was not enclosed for residential purposes. How can you go ahead and recreate that Hekaf, that enclosure, and make it yes for Dira for residential purposes? Either one of those two will undo the Karfaf equivalency of it and make it into an area which is Dira purposes, like a Chatzah, that you could carry in it. That is where Gemara begins. Karpav Yisim and Beis HaSayim. Regarding a Karpav that's more than Beis HaSayim, Shalei Hukaf Ladira, that was not enclosed for residential purposes, has both Chisroinus that a Karpav has. So therefore, you can't carry in there. But Ubala Maite. Now it comes to diminish and to make the area smaller than the Beis HaSayim, which would make it Mutter to carry in there. So then, Miyata Beilonis, if he goes and he diminishes the area of this open area that was not enclosed for residential purposes with trees, Loi Hava Miyat, that will not be Mamayated. And that is because the way that normally that these Karpavs are, that these open areas that although they're enclosed but they are not for residential purposes, that they have trees over there. And therefore that does not undo the original enclosure that was more than Beis HaSayim. So in spite of the fact that you filled it up with trees, similar to the discussion we had in the previous daf, that trees will not diminish the area. Trees are part of the scenery, part of their state. And therefore, although now the open area is less than Beis HaSayim, that will not undo the area of being more than Beis HaSayim in spite of the fact that there are trees over there. However, let's say someone built over there a platform that was 10 tfachim high and it was 4 tfachim wide, even if right in the middle of the karfaf. But through that, now the open space of this karfaf is going to be less than Beis HaSayim. Havamid, then that will be diminishing this area. And now this area of the karfaf that has room to be walking around over here is less than Beis HaSayim. Now you can carry in there because, again, it's an enclosed area of karfaf type of utility that has less than Beis HaSayim. Pachos migimel, if let's say it has less than this platform that was 10 tefachim high, is less than 3 tefachim wide, then now even that, let's say it was Beis HaSayim with a little bit more, and now by having this platform of 3 tefachim, it's less than Beis HaSayim, lo yhav amid, that will not undo it and diminish it from the Beis HaSayim, even though it's less than Beis HaSayim now, because we view this platform as if it's not there. It's insignificant due to the virtue that it's not more than 3 tefachim. That's not a considered area of chashivas. Migimel va'adalad. If this platform, again, was 10 tefachim high, and it was between 3 and 4 tefachim, then we have a machlekes. Rabba amah havamiyat, v'rabba amah loy havamiyat. As the Gemara explains, Rabba Amar Havamiyat, he says, that will diminish the area. And now if the total area of where you can walk around over here is less than Beis HaSayim, then you could carry in there. Why? The Hanafik Limitaris Lavid. Anything more than 3 Tvachim is already excluded from the Halacha of Lavid. And that is, generally we find that an area of 3 Tvachim or more will say that we can't view this as attached to the area right next to it, which is what the Halacha of Lavid is, that we view it as attached. Therefore, it's considered a chashava area, and therefore it's not batal over here in this case too. That therefore we view this platform as a respectable area, just like we find that something that's more than 3 tefachim will invalidate the fact that it's not near the other area and that it's not loved anymore. However, Rav Amar lo yhav amid. He says it's not a miyat, and we don't view it as significant. Kivin lo yhav makom dalat, since it's not a makom of 4 tefachim, which we find elsewhere, that is the area of chashivas, for example, regarding the malacha b'itzah of a kirin anacha, that it has to be from a place of dalat tefachim to an area of dalat tefachim. Less than that, we won't view as chashiv, to be considered as if it had place over there, that it had its own makim. So loy chashiv, that's not considered significant, and therefore, if it's less than 4, it will not diminish the area of the Beis HaSayim. So even if now the actual walking area is less than that, we don't view it as if it's even there, and therefore, it will still be considered Beis HaSayim, and it's going to be us to carry over it. Nothing more quotes a similar machlokes regarding a karfav that was not enclosed for dwelling purposes. And now, unlike the case that we mentioned before, that the way you wanted to fix it was to make it less than Beis HaSayim, here the focus is on the other element, that we want to undo the fact that it was enclosed for non-residential purposes and to make it enclosed a new closure for residential purposes, as the Gemara brings. Hirchik min ha-koisel. If, let's say, they distanced from the original walls of the Karfav, Dalid, 4 Tfachim, V'asa Mechitza, and then they made a new wall, which is to be enclosing it for residential purposes, because the original one wasn't, and therefore the fact that it was more than Beis HaSayim, and it was not closed for residential purposes, that's a Karfav that's usher to carry in. Now they want to go ahead and create new walls. So if it's more than 4 Tfachim away from the original walls, so Hayel, that works. This new wall will be considered a new Hekev, a new enclosure, because it's distant, it's not so close to the other ones, so we view it as its own wall, and therefore now it's like a Pesach. That, in other words, you had the dwelling, and then hukam, and now it was enclosed. Now later on, that is something that works to create a hekif of dira type of dwelling, and even though it's more than Beis HaSayim, you could carry in there. Pachis migimel loy hayl. If it's less than 3 tvachim, the distance of the new wall from the old wall, that won't help, because that would be the equivalent of mechitza al gabi mechitza. And that is when you have a wall and you build another wall on top of that wall. That won't do anything because the original wall is still there and it's still what enclosing the area. So therefore, here, that the fact that you added on a new wall doesn't make a difference. Since it's within 3 tvachim of the other one, we view it as connected and it's just like extending the old wall, which again doesn't help. And Rashi tells us, again, as we said before, that the discussion over here is not to diminish the ear space of the Beis HaSayim, as we had mentioned in the previous case, from the fact that the terminology we were using was not that it's a miyut or that it's not a miyut. Rather, because if it was talking about regarding miyut, then of course it would be a miyut, as the Gemara later on will explain, even if you add on just to the thickness of the actual walls until it gets less than Beis HaSayim, that definitely would be good to make it less than the area of Beis HaSayim, as the Gemara will say. Rather, here the discussion was regarding that it should be considered pasach ul-b'sayif hukav, that in other words, that even though it's more than Beis HaSayim, we're not coming to diminish the airspace of Beis HaSayim. But even if it would be more, but now we don't view it anymore as an enclosed but non-residential. Rather, there's already residential here, and now we're enclosing it again. It would be Pasach Amsev Hukov, which is valid to create enclosing of residential purposes. Now, however, as before, we have Megimel Vadalad regarding if the distance of the new wall from the old wall was between 3 and 4 Tfachim, then we have a Machlekes again, similar to the same Machlekes we mentioned before, although we're talking about in two different subjects. There we were talking about the other criteria of what's possible in the Karfav. Here we're talking about the other one, but they're based on the same fundamental principle. Rabbi Amar Hayel, Rabbi says, as long as it's more than 3 Tfachim, even though it's less than 4, it will work. Rabbi Amar Enamal, Rabbi says it won't work. And the Gemara explains, as we mentioned before. Rabbi Amar Hayel, Rabbi says it will work. The Hanafik Limiteris Lovin. Because since you distance it more, at least more than 3 Tfachim from the old wall, we view that as a significant area of distance that it's not as it's not in Lovin anymore. So we don't see it as attached to the old wall. We see it as its own area, as its own wall. And therefore, you enclose the new wall. It's Pasach HaBasev Hukif. Rabbi says, no, it doesn't help. Kibin dola have a makam dalit, since it's not a makam, a 4 tvachim lechashim, it's not considered a significant area, and therefore it'd be the equivalent of making a mechitza gab mechitza, as if you made just an extension of the old wall. An extension of the old wall, that doesn't help. The old wall is still what's validating the area, and that is not a kosher type of an area, because it's a basis, more than basis sayim, and it was not hukav ledira. So the Gemara, however, comments that Rav Simi masni lekula, Rav Simi's version of this discussion was in a more lenient approach. And that is, regarding these two machlokes of Rabbah and Rava, he says that regarding 3 tfachim, that there it's not any more included in Lavid, there everybody agrees that regarding the pillar, it would diminish the ear space of the Beis HaSayim. And also regarding the second machlokes of the mechitza, that you had distance at 3 tfachim, more than 3 tfachim from the old wall, it would be considered a new mechitza for dira purposes, and it would not be like adding onto the old wall. The whole machlokes that they had was when it's less than 3 tfachim. That is where they had the machlekes, because it's less than 3, now it's included in love. It's still, that was where they were argued. One said it would not work, so like extending on the old one. And the other one said, no, it would work, and that it's not a problem that it's even within 3 tvachim. Nothing more continues with another case of Karpav, which again was invalid to carry over there due to the fact that it was more than Beis HaSayim and was not surrounded, it was not originally enclosed for dira purposes. But now it's similar to like the first case where we wanted to be matered by making it less than Beis HaSayim, as follows. Tach by tit, if they went and smeared on to the wall cement, and by adding on cement, it added on to the thickness of the wall, until it ended up being less than Beis HaSayim. The yochalamet, and the cement could stand bifnei atzmei on its own, and that is, it was made on the thickness of the wall, but it was made so thick that even if you took away the original wall where the cement is being added onto, this cement that was made as if it's its own wall because it added onto the wall, it would be able to stand. Then have a miyad, that would be considered diminishing the ear space of the Beis HaSayim, and if it's adding on, and now it's less than Beis HaSayim, so then it would be kosher to carry in the entire area. Let's say it wouldn't be able to stand on its own. But the fact that it's stuck onto the wall, now it's diminishing the years of base of sign. We have a machloikis. Rabbi Amar Havamid, Rabbi says that it will diminish it, and Rabbi Amar Lo Havamid, it will not. And the Gemara explains. Rabbi Amar Havamid, Rabbi says it will diminish because Hashtami Akai, because now who cares that if it would be able to stand or not? It's part of the wall because you're adding onto it, and therefore now you have less than base of sign. Rabbi Amar Lo Havamid says it will not diminish it because Kivin Lo Yochel, to make him lefnei asmai, since it wouldn't be able to stand on its own. So Leklumu, you didn't do anything. It's not significant due to the fact that it's not something that would be able to stand on its own 2 feet. And therefore, it will not diminish the ears based on the base of sign. Now the Gemara goes back to the other component which we spoke about just before, that if they wanted to enclose it, a new type of enclosure to make it, regarding a carpet that was not a hook of Ladira, now they want to go ahead and make it Dira-like, to make it residential, to make the enclosure a residential type of enclosure. Hirchik min hatal, if they distanced from the pile, that there was a big, huge mound that was there by the carpet. And from that pound, that mound, that pile of dirt or whatever it was that was had the dimensions of a wall, from there until the other far wall of the Karfav was more than base Sisaim, a lot more. So now they distance from that tal, dalad, four tfachim, the asa mechitza, and they made a wall. That is, they made now a wall for dira, for residential purposes, near the pile that was there at the other end of the Karfav, but a distance of four tfachim. And the whole Karfav still has way more than base sign. But now that there's a new wall, this new wall was doing it and making it enclosed for residential purposes, and that's not a problem, even if there is more than base sign. So on that, the Gemara says, Hoyel, that works and everything's going to be mutter. Again, similar to the discussion we had before with the wall, that if you had an old wall which was enclosed for non-residential purposes, and then you distance yourself at least dalat tfachim, so then that will be not connected to the old wall. That would make a new hekif and a hekif of dira, and therefore even though it's more than base of sign, it's not going to be a problem. However, pachis megimel, if it's less than 3 tfachim, oyel svas hatal, or even if it's at the edge of the pile of the mountain of the of earth or whatever it is that has the dimension of a wall right on the edge of it itself. And that we have a machloikas, Rav Chisda Rav Amnuna. Chada Mahoyel, one of them says it works because he holds, although it's within 3 tfachim, so it's within the airspace of Lovin, and one is it's even on the edge of the tal of the mound itself. How could that help? It should just be extending that, and that was not hook of Ladira. And that is because he holds the Mechitza Agav Mechitza does work to recreate it into a hekif of dira, and therefore, although it is adding on, but that's not a problem because now we made a new wall. Even though it's adding on to the old wall, it will help to enclose the area for residential purposes. But the other one says, no, it will not work. And that's because he holds, as we had assumed up until now, the mechitza, Agav mechitza, will not help even to just recreate the area into residential purposes. And that the Gemara says, Tistayim derav chizda amahoyel. Although we did not know originally who was the one that would shed which one, we just know that this is what Rav Chisda and Nuna argue about. But we could prove to you that Rav Chisda was the one that says that it will work, and that even though it's a mechitza gab mechitza, but regarding this aspect of recreating this enclosure into a residential type of enclosure, it will work even though it's on top of the old walls. Didn't, as we learned, ha'isa mechitza gab mechitza. If someone makes walls on top of the old walls, Am Rav Chisda, b'Shabbos, regarding the halachas of Shabbos, for example, like this case, where you want to surround it for residential purposes, that originally they were good walls, but just that those original walls were not enclosing it for dira types of purposes, hoyel, that will work, it will enclose it now as if it's enclosed for residential purposes. B'nichse hager, however, regarding the properties and the possessions of a convert, that when he dies and he has no yershin, he has no inheritors, so there is no one else because he's like a cotton shenoyla dummy. A ger, a convert, it's like he has no relatives, because every person in the world has some relatives going back to Adam Rishon. But a convert that just becomes a Jew, he's not related to his parents, not related to anyone. It's like he was just born out of the blue because now he has a whole new type of an identity. When he dies without any children or any spouse, so then his stuff are hefker. Anyone could take it. So what someone comes and wants to do is, you have to make a kinyan in his possession. So if a person is going to make a wall around this person's property, that would be considered chazok in his karka. But here there already were walls. And what this person did, he just added onto the walls. On that loikana, he would not be kinda because that's not a chazaka to be kinda. And therefore, if someone else comes and makes a chazaka, the later person will be kinda because, again, making a mechitza, you're not doing anything because there are already mechitzas that are enclosing the area. So therefore, Rav Chisda is machalik between Shabbos and Nechzagir. Rav Sheshesh says, af b'Shabbos nam alohol. No, even regarding Shabbos, mechitza gab mechitza will not help. And therefore, the Gemara says, Tistayin, we could prove that Rav Chisda was the one that says that it's going to work on Shabbos, that regarding the halachas of Shabbos, even though it's mechitza gab mechitza, it will still work to create the area and redefine it as enclosed for residential purposes. However, the Gemara continues and says, I'm Rav Chisda. Umaydali Rav Sheshesh, but Rav Sheshesh agreed to me. And that is, although he argues and he says that you're not going to permit a karfa of this way by adding on the mechitza gab mechitza, but the reason is because in that case of, let's say, a karfa, where it has walls, and now you're adding on to those walls, or right next to it, or on top, whatever it is, but because the person dwelling in the karfa is dwelling in that original airspace of the original mechitzas that are there on the bottom. And therefore, what is it going to help if you create a new wall? It's just adding on to the old walls, which are still there and still define the area as non-residential. But if, let's say, it was talking about that there was a mound that was more than Beis Hasayim, as the Gemara says, Shem asa mechitza ala tal, and that if you make a mechitza on the tal, that is around that mountain on the top, shehoilim, he would agree to me that there it would work. And that is my time. But what's the reason? L'chayr, there you have the halacha of Gur Achis, that it's halachically, we view this area as its own rishus, as if the walls of the side of the mountain, and you're on top, there's no walls on the top, but we view it as if those walls go up, and you're surrounded in the area of halachic mechitzis. So therefore, why would it help if you make new mechitzis? L'chayr should be the same halacha of mechitzis like mechitzis that he argues and says it doesn't work for Shabbos. There it's different. Because Lamaisa, the one that's living on top of the mountain, he's living in the airspace of what's on top of the mechitzas. And therefore, essentially, in a practical way, the bottom mechitzas of the mountain don't really help. And that is, although halachically, you're right, Gur Achas would view it that as if it's going up. And that is the halachas of Gur Asik and Gur Achas, that if it's going up and going down, whichever way that we view it as it's halachically virtual going up or going down. But here this person ultimately is not in that airspace. And therefore, if you go ahead and you do enclose it, although halachically it should be a mechitza gab mechitza, but since in a more practical way there are no actual walls around his mountain and you enclose it, he would agree that there it would help for it to be considered hukuf l'shem dira, and therefore it would be allowed to carry an entire area even if it's more than Beis Hasayim. So now the Gemara continues with the following question. According to the man the Amma that holds that you're not allowed to do a mechitza gab mechitza, which are Rav Sheshes and Rav Huna, that they say even regarding the halachas of Shabbos, it's not going to work for it to be redefined as hukuf l'dira, the following question applies. Nivlu mechitzas hatechtonos. If, let's say, the original walls that were there, that were on the bottom, they get sunk into the ground, that is, the earth over there was like quicksand type or whatever it is, it was very soft, and now the whole wall at one time on Shabbos gets sunk into the ground and doesn't fall down, rather it sinks into the ground. And v'hal yoynis kayemis, and now all you have are the mechitzas that were on top of the mechitzas, which were not valid because they say mechitzas mechitzas is not a true mechitza. But now the old mechitzas are not here anymore. And now you only have the new mechitzas. Mahu, what is the halacha? So the Gemara first inquires, Lamai, what are you asking regarding what case? Ilan nechzagir, if you're inquiring regarding the possessions of the convert, and you're asking that, you're saying that if somebody else did not come before this person made his chazak, and that is before the original ones get sunk into the ground, no one came. And now, what ultimately now is that you only have the mechitzas that this person made, which were the mechitzas al-gabi mechitzas. And now the question is, would you say that he acquires it because he is ultimately what's enclosing this area, because although originally when they did it, it didn't work, but now that the old ones are not there, so they only have the new ones, that's what's enclosing it. So therefore, if no one came until it got sunk in, maybe he should acquire it with him putting up that fence, which was originally not good, but now is good. And that the Gemara says, Hainu di Yirmi Bira. That question was already discussed by Yirmi Bira. The Amr Yirmi Bira, Amr Rabbi Huda, he says, Haiman de Shad Lifta. Regarding someone that throws a turnip, Apila de Ar de Ger, by a crack in the earth of a convert, which basically means to say that he planted a turnip in a hole that was already there that he found. He didn't have to dig and plow, he found a hole in the ground. Anyway, he planted a turnip there in the ground. And because had he plowed it even a little bit, so then he would acquire just with that, because just plowing would already benefit the ground, and that would be considered a chazaka to be kind in the ground. But he didn't. All he did was he put in a pre-existing hole a seed to plant a turnip. V'asi sol achrinam. Another Jew came, Rafik Baport, and he dug in it just a little bit. So you know what the halach is? Basra Kani, Kamalai Kani. The second person is kind of this earth, this possessions of the convert who has no inheritance, and the first guy wasn't. So which is my time, what's the reason? What do you mean? The first one went and planted something. And that's not considered a chazakah to be kind of. The second one who just dug a little bit, he is considered being kind of that he did a chazakah in the earth. The reason is because be'idna deshada loika shabach. At the time when the first person went and put in the seed, the turnip into the ground, he didn't benefit the earth at all. And therefore, it's not considered chazakah, because what we need, as the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph explains, we need that you should do an action that's creating chazakah in this ground. Either you close the door, you make a fence, you breach a fence, you're doing something that is creating something in the earth, which is a chazakah. But here, when he put in the seed, nothing happened. There was nothing actualized when he just put in the seed. And that is kikos shavcha, and when it actually does fertilize, and it actually does catch in the ground, and it creates a turnip, it happens by itself. And that is at that time when something is being created in the ground, he's not making the chazakah. Rather, it's the turnip on its own that's getting there. And therefore, the first one's not going to be kind, because when he did it, he didn't do anything. And when it actually happens, it's not associated with him. It's happening by itself. Therefore, the second guy who did the digging is kind of. So therefore, he says, if it's regarding Nechzager that you're inquiring, here also, since it's a time when you did the chazakah, that you built this second wall, it wasn't a chazakah, because you already had the original mechitzah, and it's mechitzah, I got mechitzah, which doesn't help. So therefore, even later when they are mechitzahs, but they're by default, they happen by themselves. And he didn't do it. It's just now, because the first one sunk into the ground, they are walls, but that's not associated with him, just like we see by Yemi Bira, that he said that it's growing now, the plant, it's not associated to the person, because when he did it, it was nothing. So therefore, that can't be a question, because there definitely, it's not going to work. So ve'elil in your Shabbos. Rather, the inquiry was regarding the halachas of Shabbos. And that is, would we say that this area now is permitted based on the upper walls, which up until now were batel and they weren't good walls, because of the halacha, as we said, of mechitza gab mechitza. But now that the original walls are not there, now these were later added on, so they're pasach ul b'seif hukaf, and therefore they should be considered an enclosure for dwelling, for residential dwelling. That he says, but so if let's say that's your question. But ha-mechitza ha-nasi b'Shabbos, ultimately, they are walls that are made on Shabbos. They're definitely walls that are enclosing this area, and they're being done, they're happening on Shabbos, because it's only on Shabbos that the original walls sink into the ground. V'tani, we learn the b'raisa. Ka-mechitza ha-nasi b'Shabbos, any walls that are made on Shabbos, b'im b'shogi, whether inadvertently, b'im b'meiz, whether intentionally, shema mechitza, it's considered mechitza. So yes, what's your question? Of course, they would be considered mechitzas, because now they're happening on Shabbos, they're being considered as mechitzas, and any mechitza made on Shabbos is considered a valid mechitza. To which the Gemara responds, but lavid malo amr of Nachman, didn't we say regarding this halacha, the Rav Nachman qualifies this, and he says, Loishana ela lizrek, we only said that they're considered walls, no matter how they're made on Shabbos, only for a stringency of a chumrah, and that is if you throw from Shasarab into this area, we will consider it as if it's a Rishasayachah, because ultimately there are machitzes, there are walls enclosing this area. But to carry inside of it is be forbidden. So what are you proving from that halacha that it's mutter? To the contrary, we say that if it was made on Shabbos, that it's not a considered valid mechitzas, and you cannot carry inside of it. Had he answers, Kiit Marder Rav Nachman. When did we say this halacha of Rav Nachman that to carry inside its usher, amazed it? It was only said regarding when it was done intentionally. When it was done b'shogeg, then it would be considered mechitza, and therefore here with the it's not even it's even less than the b'shogeg because I didn't do anything. The walls happened by themselves because the old walls sunk into the ground. So then definitely it would be considered mechitza, and you would be able to carry an entire area because these mechitzas were made for dira purposes, and therefore even if it's more than beis hasayim, you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. Now the Gemara brings an incident related to the halacha we mentioned before, that it doesn't help regarding nechse ager to make a mechitza gab mechitza. Hahi itza da avde mechitza gab mechitza ben nechse ager. There was this woman that she saw this convert that he died, and now she wanted to go ahead and acquire his property because there's no one there to claim it. So she went and she said, you know what, let me fence it in. That's definitely going to be considered something I can make a chasaka with. And therefore she made, although it had an existing wall, she made another wall. Asahu gavra, Rafik Bapurta, so this guy came along and all he did was he just dug a little bit. Asla kamed Rav Nachman, he came in front of Rav Nachman, he gave it to him. As we explained, that digging in the ground is considered a chazaka to acquire the ground. So she came and started screaming at him. What's going on over here? Well, this guy dug a little bit. I was an hour before him, and I went and I enclosed the whole entire area. I made walls. Well, how can he have it and not me? And that he answered, Amallah, my Avilach, what can I do to you? I feel bad, but you did not make a chazakah the way people are supposed to make a chazakah. That is, although you made a wall and you enclosed this entire property, that was worth nothing. Because since it already had a mechitza, now you make a mechitza, agab mechitza, that's not a valid mechitza. You didn't do anything substantial to make something of a proactive action in this ground because it already had a mechitza. And therefore, this guy who dug later, just this little bit, he was the first one to do something, and therefore he acquires it. Nothing more continues on the Isra of Karfav. Karfav Beis Shalosh, a Karfav that was three sign, which definitely is much larger than the area of Beis Sain. But Vikira by Beisa, then they went and covered, made a roof over an area of one sa. So now you don't have any area more than Beis Sain because you had three, and you covered one. So now you have, even the young covered is only Beis Sain, not more than that. And now we have Machlekes. Rav Amar, Rava says, Avi Kiruye Miyasri. Even though it's covered, it's roofed, this area of this one saw, that will add, this one saw that's covered will add to the other two as if it's not covered, and you're still going to have an area more than Beis Sain, and it's going to be us to carry in that area. Reb Zeira, however, he argues, and he says, Ein Avi Kiruye Miyasri. The ear space that is covered with the roof will not add to the other open ear space of Beis Sain, because what we say is what's halachically known as pi tikur yari b'saisim, that since it's covered with a roof, although it has no walls on the side, but pi tikur yari b'saisim means to say that we view the edge of the roof as if it closes, as if it comes down that area, as if they're halachic virtual walls, and therefore that closes it off, and therefore we view this as separate from the Beis Sain, and therefore the Beis Sain is not more than Beis Sain together to add it with it, because this is closed off. So therefore you have one and two, not one area is more than Beis Sain, and therefore it's going to be mutter to carry in the entire area. So now the Gemara says, Lema, that Rav Zeira, let's say that this machlek is between the two of them, beplukt the Rav Shmuel kamifuga, that they're arguing in the machlek is that Rav Shmuel have, didma, as we learned, achsadra, a pavilion, which is basically a type of a gazebo that's roofed with a flat roof, and it's not slanty, and that's bibika. It's in the open field. Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakula. Rav says you're allowed to carry in the tire area. Shmuel says, no, you're not allowed to carry only within 4 amas. And the Gemara explains, Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakula. Rav says you're allowed to carry in the tire area because Amrina Pitikur Yard Vesaisim. We view this achsadra as a Rishus Hayachid, because we view, although there's no walls, but since we have this roof, the roof we view as P-Tikr Yerbe Slesim, as if the opening of the roof, that little bit on the side, we view that as the beginning of walls, and that it's closing the area, and therefore now this whole thing is for residential purposes of this Rishus HaYachid of the Achsadra, of the pavilion. Rishmolama, Eimetalim Elba Abra Amas. He says, no, you're only allowed to carry within 4 amas, which is what you're allowed to do anywhere, a caramelist, which is a rabbi, because lo yamrina p'tikur yarbe says, we do not say this halachic principle of the beginning of the opening of the roof as if it's virtual walls coming down. And therefore, that seems to be the same achlekas of Rav Zeira, that this was the argument that they had, if do you say p'tikur yarbe says or not. To which the Gemara continues in Amad Beis and says, no, not necessarily. Ida avida ki achsadra, had it been made like the pavilion, then that's true that even Rabbi would agree, like Rav, that you would say the P'tikur Yared V'Saisim. However, Hochamayaskin, to hear what we're talking about, that Rabbi argues and he says that you're not going to say P'tikur Yared V'Saisim, is because the Avde Ki Ur Zila, and that is because it was made like a shed. And that is, by the shed, it has a different type of a roof. Its roof is made with a slant. A slant does not have a peh to be considered as if it's the beginning of the walls, because it's not something that has these right angles to say that this is where it ends, it's the beginning of the wall coming down. It's on the angle, on the slant. That is why Rabbah argued in Reb Zeira and said that, no, you will not see P'tik of Yerushalayim. But it's not true that they definitely argued in the same halachic as Rav and Shmuel, because he would agree to Rav, in the case of a flat roof, that yes, you would say P'tik of Yerushalayim. Nothing more continues on this machlokes of Reb Zeira and Rava, and says as follows. Reb Zeira, says, although that I argued regarding this case of when you have this three saw, and there's two saw open to the one saw, that I said that it's not going to be considered to add it together as if they're all oster, because it's more than Beis Sain, because I'm going to say that this one saw will be separate, as we said, because that's the halacha of pitik yoy b'saisim. However, umaydina bekarfav, I agree by a karfav that is b'saisim, shenifritz b'milui l'chatzar. Because although the case, again, that I was talking about up until now was Beis Asayim open to the one saw, that's not going to be a problem. But I would agree, by a Karfav that is Beis Asayim, that's totally open to a Chatzar that's next to it, Sha'asar, that there would be Asar. Now, my time, what's the reason? It sounds just like the case that I argued on Omid Alf, and I said that that's not a problem when you have this Chatzar-like Achsadra, which this roofed area, which is we're going to consider as its own distinct area, and that it's not going to make a problem that it's open to the Beis Asayim that's on the side of it. The reason why it's different is Hoyel va'aver chatzar miyatre, because since the airspace of the chatzar that's open, that the karfav is open to it, will make it more than Beis Asayim. And that is because that's different than the case I was speaking about on Omid Aleph, where there I said that it's going to be considered distinct, is because the roof that we had over there cuts it off. It's not nifritz b'milui, though technically it is open, it just has a roof, and the one saw is open to the Beis Asayim. So why is it any different than the case I'm talking about over here, where the Beis Asayim is open to the chatzar, and by the virtue that it's open, we'll see it as adding on to the Beis Asayim and making it more than that, and therefore us to carry inside of it? Because there at least you had the halachic principle of pi tikkur yad b'saisim. And therefore we don't view it as if it's open to it, we view it as if it was walled off. Therefore, there is where I say that it's mutter, but here I would say that it's asr. So on this, Maskev Lor Yosef, Yosef asked the following question on this. How's it possible to understand, to fathom this that Reb Zeir was saying, that you have a chatzar that's open to a karf of a Beis Asayim, and each one individually are kosher, and that is this chatzar originally, you were able to carry from it to the karfav. Well, as Reb Shimon Shita is, that he considers a chatzar and a karfav and gagos as the same type of an area. And therefore, when they're closed, and let's say they just have an opening one to the other, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Now that they're breached, they're totally open to a place that it's mutter to carry from one to the other, it's going to be asr. And also, moreover, regarding the fact that you're saying because you're adding on to the area, you can't say that, because the entire chatzar is an area that's mukav ladira. And therefore, you can't join that area that has mukav ladira to the Beis Asayim of a karfav, which was not enclosed for dira purposes. Because again, if it was closed for dira purposes, it wouldn't be an isra of karfav. A karfav is only because A, it's more than Beis Asayim, and also because it wasn't mukav ladira. So how can you take this Beis Asayim of a karfav and join it with the chatzar, which was mukav ladira, to say that it's extending the area of the karfav of the Beis Asayim? How does that make sense? Up until now, they were good to carry one to the other. Now, by the fact that it's open, so that's going to be a problem. You didn't understand the statement of Reb Zeira. Similarly, Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, come on, who are we discussing that you have this question? That we're saying that it's the airspace that's mutter to the area, that is the chatzar, to the karfav. How could now that they're open and there was the airspace that was permitted up until now to come ahead and asr it? Reb Shimon, obviously we're discussing Reb Shimon again, that we said that he holds chatzar and the karfav is considered one rishus. To which Abaye said, Reb Zeira's statement still makes sense. Because Reb Shimon Nami, even according to Reb Shimon, the karfav will be asr in the case that Reb Zeira just painted for us. Because ha'ikar aver mokai mechitzis, when we say that it's because the chatzar will add on to the karfav, we don't mean the entire chatzar that's open to it. Because the chatzar and the karfav is not a problem. It's to the contrary, it's the walls of the chatzar that came down. Now the wall, the airspace of those walls will go ahead and be added on to the karfav. To that airspace will make it more than Beis Asayim, because originally it was exactly Beis Asayim. Now the walls, those airspace, will be added onto the Beis Asayim. That's why it's going to be asur. And the Gemara proves this. And the Gemara goes through a first discussion. Ultimately, we'll show this same logic. The Amar Rav Chizkiya, because Rav Chizkiya said the following halacha. Karfav shenifritz b'milui l'chatzar. Regarding a karfav, which is the smaller one, that's totally open to a courtyard, which is the larger one. And the chatzar is like a T almost, let's say. You have this large chatzar, and that is open to a karfav, and the karfav is smaller, so the karfav is totally open. It has nothing on the sides that's not open to the chatzar. But the chatzar has stuff on the side. And that Rav Chizkiya says, chatzar muteris, but karfav asur. So the chatzar is permitted, because it still has its enclosed area. It's like the gedayla. And the karfav is going to be asur, it's like the ketana. As the Gemara explains, chatzar maitama, what's the reason that the chatzar should be any different than the karfav? They're both open to each other. So the reason why the chatzar would be mutter is the isle gifufe, because it has boards on either side. And that is, however, the inference is that if not for that, if let's say they were totally both open one to the other, then they would both be asr. That's obviously the Gemara is assuming now as the Rabbanon who argue on Reb Shimon. And that is, we're discussing that the pirza, the breach between them, is not more than 10 amas. However, the idea is that both of them would be asr if they would be totally open one to the other. But here we're talking about that the reason why chatzar is mutter because it has boards on either side, as we described, this T type of a shape, that there's still side, there's still stuff on the side of what it's open from the chatzar to the kafir, but not from the kafir to the chatzar. And that's difficult. How can we say that that's the explanation of what Rav Chizu was teaching us? But a lot of times it could be the exact same opposite. And that is, why would we say the heter dafka by chatzar and the isser by the karfaf? But you could have said the same exact opposite. For example, let's say the karfaf was bigger than the chatzar, and therefore the chatzar would be totally breached to the karfaf, and then the karfaf would have gifufe, these walls on the sides, so then the karfaf would be mutter and the chatzar aser. Why'd we pick necessarily that the chatzar is mutter and the karfaf aser? Who said? Why? The chatzar doesn't have to be bigger than the karfaf. The karfaf could be bigger than the chatzar. Ella, rather from the fact that we said the isser regarding the karfaf, obviously that we were teaching you that Rav Chizda was going like Rav Shimon. And that is because the two different Rishuyas, they don't make it asa one on the other, as we explained, because they're permitted, the chatzar to the karfaf are permitted areas one to the other. And the reason why it's asr is because we're adding on to the basis sign of the karfaf. And that's because the makam of the mechitzas, as we explained just before, and this is the proof we're showing, is what's adding on. That is because now that we said that the walls were breached, as the Gemara says, Meshav Daminan, Zeh Avar Mechitzas Miyasr, because regarding the karfaf, we say that the airspace of the walls add on to the area of the base assignment that's there of the karfaf. That the added area of the walls that were breached now are going to make it asr, because again of the added area of the mechitza. However, regarding the airspace of the chatzar itself, that would not asr it. That would not be adding on, as we said, that's faulty logic to think like that. Because a chatzar is something that is originally enclosed for dira purposes, and that can't add on to the karfaf type of area to say that's asr. Rather, as we explained, it's because it's the makam ha-mechitzis that adds on to it. V'zeh, but regarding the chatzar, in aver mechitzis miyasre, the airspace by a chatzar, well, now that we have the breach of the wall, that ear that's added on by the walls that are not there anymore will not add on. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that adding on space to a chatzar won't make it forbidden because a chatzar has dwellers. And that dwellers doesn't make a difference. If it's diurin, it's made for dira. You can make it as big as you want, even more than basis time. And therefore, what he's basically saying is that had we said the opposite, the question was, why did we say the isser by karfav and the heter by chatzar? He could have said the same exact opposite, because we had assumed that the logic was that one has boards that and the other one doesn't. Then you could say it in the reverse. But now we're saying that it's not this svara. The svara is not because that one has the boards and the other one doesn't have. Rather, we're saying because regarding when the walls come down, it's going to add on to the airspace of one or the other. That's a problem for the karfav. That's not a problem for the chatzar. And therefore, had we said the reverse, the chatzar would not be asr as Reb Shimon, because a chatzar could be as big as it could be. And by the fact that it's open to the karfaf is also not a problem, as Reb Shimon says. And therefore, ultimately, what the Gemara is saying is that the chatzar is not going to be asr, but the karfaf is going to be asr. And as we said, you can't say the reverse, because in such a case, that the chatzar would be totally breached to the karfaf, and the karfaf would have the boards on the side, both of them would be mutter in such a case. Because according to Reb Shimon, that he holds that they're all one rishus, and therefore the chatzar, again, could be as big as it could be, even more than base design, because it's made like a dira, and the added area of the karfaf also wouldn't be a problem, since it has the gifufa on the side. And therefore the statement of Reb Zeir is resolved, that he said that the airspace that is being added is going to make it asr, not like we had assumed, as Rav Yosef had asked, that how could the chatzar that was originally mutter, that and it had a side by side with the karfaf, and now that the walls are breached, going to make it asr? That's not the svara, because as Rav Shimon says, that those two areas are mutter to each other, as Rav Yosef had asked, and they're not going to asr one another. Rather, the reason is the wall itself, that airspace, since the karfaf was exactly based on time, and now that airspace of where the walls were are down, and therefore you add that onto the karfaf, it's going to make it more than base time. That's what's going to make it an isser of an area, but not because it's open to the chatzar, and that's where the chatzar would stay mutter, because it has nothing to do with the fact that one is open to the other, because then again, you're right, chatzar should be asr just as much as the karfaf, if you halak drabbanan. So we're going like Reb Shimon, that they are permitted one to the other, but it's asr on its own merit, the karfaf, by the fact that you extended it that little bit more from the walls of the mechitza. Now the Gemara again continues on this theme on the halachas of karfaf. Hahu bustana, there was this orchard, again that's a paradise, that's where they plant all the trees. Davasamach leguda dapana, that was this orchard bordered the wall of the mansion. And that is, this the entire orchard was not a dira type of an area, but since it bordered at least on one side of the outer wall of the mansion, that was a wall for dira purposes. And that wall was the one wall that made the entire enclosure having an enclosure of residential purposes. And therefore, although it was more than Beis HaSayim, it was a permitted area. However, Nofal HaShisa B'Riyasa D'Apana. What happened was that the outer wall of the mansion fell down, which was that was the only wall that was enclosing the entire area as a residential purpose. And now you don't have any enclosure of residency from anything because the one that was down. So Savar Rabbi Bilameimi, he thought to say, well, Lismacha Gudi Gaviosa, we can rely on the inner walls of the mansion because there are other walls that were made for dwelling purposes, obviously the inner walls, and they should be considered the mechitzes for the paradis. Amalei Rapapa said to him, Mishum de Asu Mimaloi, because they come from chopped down people. That is a reference to the house of Eli, that Abaye, who is the father of Bibi, came from Eli, as the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah says, that they didn't live that long lives because that was the curse on the base of Eli. And that is the word Mulyasa means ketuas, that they're chopped down, meaning without any feet. So because these people come from chopped down people, Amrita Milim Ayosa, they say chopped down statements. In other words, what you're saying is totally incorrect. Hanach Mechitzes, those walls, Ligavoya Avidan, they were made for the internal area of the mansion. Livroila Avidan, they weren't made for the external area, for the outside. And that is, although there's no pirtza, there's no breach of this area, the area of the orchard is still enclosed with walls because it has the other enclosure which was for non-residential purposes. And the one wall where the mansion was, although the outer wall is not there, the inner wall is still there. However, we do not have a heker of dira purposes. Because and therefore you have a paradis here that's more than Beis HaSayim that's going to be Aser. And the reason is because the outer wall has two sides. The inside of the outer wall is for the inside, but the outer wall is for the outside. However, here the inner wall, you have one side on the other side, that's for something totally area, different area. And now this wall, the inside of it, was not made for the outside of the orchard because it wasn't bordering the orchard. It was the inside of the house. Therefore, it was only made for the inside of the mansion, not for the outside, and therefore it will not be considered as if it enclosed for dira purposes for the orchard, only for the mansion, and therefore it will not permit it, and it will be us to carry in that area. Now the Gemara again continues on this sugya of Karfav. Hahi Abvarnaka. There's this Abvarnaka, and this sugya in Rashi, there's two different versions of Rashi. We're going to take the version that Rashi says from the Ge'inim on the next daf, and that is because Rashi says that's the preferred pshat. So this Abvarnaka, which we're going to explain in a moment, the Havale L'Resh Galusa Bebustane, that the Resh Galusa, the head of all the people in Bavel, he had this in his orchard. And that is that this orchard, this bustan that he had, was a karp of more than Beis HaSayim, which was not enclosed for deer purposes. Basically, your classic karp of that's usher to carry inside of it. Now, this Abvarnaka that he had was somewhat of like a gazebo, like a pavilion that the royalty would build inside their orchards. And it was sitting, it was standing, it was situated in the middle of the paradise. So, Amalei L'Rav Huna Bar Chinna, so he said to Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Li Avid Martakanta, you're the Talmud Chacham. I want you to do something to rectify this area, which again you can't carry in because it's more than Beis HaSayim and it was not Hukaf Ludira. De Lamachar Nachal Namo De Hosam. I want that we should be able to eat bread over there in that gazebo on Shabbos. And all Rish Glusa needed was he just needed to be able to carry from the opening of the orchard, which was right next to his house, up until the Avarnaka, and that's it. He didn't have to carry in the whole entire area. So Azal Ovid Kana Kana Pachas Mishleisha. So what did Rav Huna Bar Chinna do? He went and he made reed sticks, each one within three tefachim of the other one. And that is, he made this type of a path from the opening of where the house, the mansion, opened up into this orchard. There was a doorway opening up in over there. He made a type of a path from there straight to the Abvarnaka, with basically a wall on one side and a wall on the other side, with sticks, each one within three tefachim of the other, to separate that pass from the rest of the bustan of the orchard. And now you could carry in that shvil because they are like full-fledged mechitzas. So although you have this large bustan, all he needed to do is that he wanted to eat lunch over there on Shabbos day in the Abvarnaka. So now he made the path going straight with these sticks going up until there, and now you can go into that area because they're all enclosed. So also Rava went, and we continue on the top of Chavava Maralf. Shafina, he went and he pulled down these sticks. And the reason why Rava pulled these down was not because he held that they were usser, that it wasn't valid enough to make you that you could carry over there. Rather, he held that it was even more lenient because he held that you could carry in their entire bustana. And the reason is because since he built the Varnica in the Bustana, so he viewed the status of the entire orchard as a chutzah, as a courtyard for the Varnica. And therefore, it's considered entirely enclosed for residential purposes. And that is, you don't need the sticks. It's improperly. He took them down because you don't need them. The fact that this is a Varnica, which is for dwelling type of utility, and now the entire thing is considered ancillary to that, as a tuffel, as a chutzah to that area, and therefore you can carry an entire area. You don't need these sticks. And even more than that, Azra Papa, Rav Huna, Bered Yerishua, there went these two Tamina Chacham, who were the students of Rava, and Akhtinu Mibasre, and they went after him, and they took all the sticks away that Rav Huna Machinna should not be able to go back and to fix them, put it back up, because they held like their Rebbe that you don't need it. So they went and they hid it. And at that moment, it did not dawn upon them that what they did was incorrect. And we're going to learn on the coming daf that they themselves retracted and asked questions on the Rebbe to show that this was incorrect and that the entire area was not considered a heter area of carrying, and that what the original Talmud Chacham had done to enclose the area was necessary to require carrying on Shabbos.